Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I'm looking out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, the prosperity today, not 30 or 40 gazillion years from now, but right now. So you can have all that freedom, that comfort, that convenience, that peace of mind, that security, knowing that you can do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. But on top of that, it's not just for your own prosperity and your own self-gratification. But on top of that, you know that as a rippler, as someone who's been blessed financially, you can bless more lives too. You can actually create a ripple effect through more people's lives by showing up and being a blessing in the lives of those around you. And I'm proud to be called a rippler along with the rest of you. Hey, as a reminder, thank you so much, you know, for tuning into our show. Thank you so much for being a part of this movement. You guys have been awesome. You've been binging. You've been sharing. I'm watching the numbers grow all the time, and that's because of you. You guys are part of that. And I appreciate the ripple effect you're allowing me to create through your life and the lives of those around you too. So thank you so much. Hey, as a reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com, for more information. Quick shout out to our sponsors today, American Homeowner Preservation. Guys, if you want to be able to make great monthly cash flow, great returns, and at the same time be able to help people stay in their homes, that is exactly what American Homeowner Preservation does. With as little as $100, you can invest. And with that, make a 10% rate of return paid out monthly. Such a great purpose. I wish somebody was around like that when I was in that kind of tight position. I wish there was someone like American Homeowners Preservation that would have allowed me to do the same thing. So if you want to check that out, if you want to see how you can make great returns on your money, go to www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP.com. Man, I just came back from a great mastermind with a bunch of real estate investors and even economists and even Mike Michalowicz, which, if you guys have ever seen like books like Profit First or whatever, awesome event. And at that event, as Mike was speaking, and I've recommended his book before, Profit First, The Pumpkin Plan, those are all great books of his. As he was talking, he brought up a good key point that I want to put a big focus on because this is kind of coincides with a lot of what I teach too. He talked about that profit is a habit, not an eventual event. And I started thinking about that because, even when I do my calls with clients or with other people, and even over the years that as I've been, working with different entrepreneurs and people like that over time, entrepreneurs is much more easy to see because it's so common to hear people say, yeah, I'm taking my money and reinvesting it back in my business, right? Well, here's something you got to consider. Now, I'm all about investing yourself and investing in your business to make better returns. Now, here's the thing, is that many times people get caught in this chronic trap of reinvesting in their business over and over and over to the point where they're not pulling out any money or very little money. In fact, for those of you business owners, have you ever been in a position where your employees have made more than you do? Guys, if you're a business owner, your employees should not ever be making more than you do. If you're the one that's running your business, you should be the most profitable person there. And that's the thing. When he said profit is a habit, I really thought about that a lot because it's true. You get caught in the habit of even not having profit. For those of you that have been reinvesting your business, you start to think like, oh, that's so awesome. Like we're plugging the money back in the business. It's getting bigger and bigger. The revenue is going up and up and up. Guys, nobody cares about how much money you make. It's how much you keep and then make on top of it that makes all the difference. And so what happens, you plow all this money back in your business, you're really not profitable at all. That's not profit. Profit is profit. Profit is something where you have surplus, right? Profit is gains. Profit says, I've got this extra money. Cool. Now what? You know, a lot of times it could end up just staying in the business. Cash just sitting in the business or sitting in places in the business, right? But if you're taking your money, your profits, quote unquote, and you're reinvesting it back in your business to be what? Spent? Doesn't that make it an expense, not profit? And again, I'm all about investing in business. But what happens is that many people get in this habit of constantly putting money back into their business. And who ends up suffering? You, as a business owner. You suffer the most, and your family especially. You might think you're doing great. You might think, hey, things are awesome. Hey, we got a multi-million dollar company. Yeah, but you live like a pauper. You're living on $60,000 a year or $50,000 a year. Some of you don't take a paycheck at all. And that to me is again, if you're in the first few months of your business, startup in your business, I can see how that happens. But this should not be something that happens a year, two, three, four, 5 years or more into the future. This should not be happening. This should be something where you actually can be able to pull off money. Because why do that? Then what happens is you just own a job that doesn't pay you. I heard somebody today say, they're like, yeah, my husband, he's got his business and he does, he loves this business, but he's only taking home $24,000 a year, $2,000 a month. Just like, honestly, he can go be a waiter. He can go be a server at a restaurant and make more money than him working overtime hours in his business right now. This is a real stress, guys. And I know this woman isn't alone. I know there's many of you here that are guilty of this. I know there's some of you that know people that are like this. Understand that profit is a habit. Now, let me teach you a basic principle that comes from the book Profit First, right? It's not anything new. It's something that I kind of did subconsciously. But when he said it, it's so simple yet brilliant. See what most people do with their money, right? They'll say, all right, what's my revenue? How much money did I make? And by the way, if you don't own a business, this applies just as much to you. Because you might say, well, how much do I make? How much is my income coming in? If you're a business owner, how much is my revenue? And then you'll say, all right, and then expenses come out, right? And this is true either way. Your expenses subtract from your income or your revenue. And then whatever's left, well, that's your, if you're a business owner, that is your profit, right? That could be possibly even your income. But that's not what happens. Because what happens most times, people say, well, I got expenses. I got money in my account. All right, cool. Well, I'm going to go and use it to buy this or this because I can make my business bigger and better. People do this with investing sometimes. Like, well, I'm just going to keep spending this money and I'm going to use it here. I'm going to invest it here and here. Just keep going bigger and better, right? And then the next thing you know, you're like, man, I don't ever have any money. And sometimes, especially if things that are unexpected come up, now you're in trouble. What Profit First teaches is this. You have your revenue subtracted from your profit, and then that equals your expenses. Revenue minus profit equals expenses. Mindset-wise, how is this different? Well, here's how it's different. Because you'll say, all right, my revenue is coming in. I need to make sure there's this much profit coming in. Now, this could be money you're taking home. This might not be money you're taking home. But you say, I got to have this much profit. If you work for in just a normal job, you'd say, hey, I need to have at least this much I can be able to put away to my savings to be able to reinvest and be able to create freedom for myself and more cash flow. Great. Well, then you figure out if you want that number, whatever that number is, then you figure out your expenses. So let's take an example. Let's just say that you have a business that makes $500,000 a year, right? You want your profit to be $100,000 a year. Well, therefore, your expenses cannot be more than $400,000. That is what your budget is set at. Not $500,000, not $550,000, but that's it. Say you're at home, you work a normal job. Say you're making $150,000 a year, right? You say, I want to be able to save $2,000 a month or $24,000 a year. All right. Well, $150,000 minus $24,000. Leaves you the rest, which is about $126,000. You better not be spending much more than $10,000 a month, right? And I'm including taxes in there too for both of you, whether you're a business owner or you're an employee. That's it. Now you might say, "Well, I want more than that, Chris." Okay, cool. We'll make the expenses less. Reverse engineer it. Figure out what does it take to make those expenses less. You know, I just got done talking to a client of mine. I said, "I'm like, wow, you've got, you know, in some ways, she's got a lot of expenses like I have in my business, but her business is not as big and matured yet. It's just brand new. And it's okay to invest in your business. I'm all about that. But hey, I'm like looking at her situation. I'm thinking, you know what? We could probably cut back on your payroll a little bit. Hey, you know what? Do you need to pay for all these things? You know, are all these expenses necessary in your business? What's actually producing the biggest results? And that's what I always come back to, is what creates the biggest bang for your buck? You know, what's giving you the biggest ROI? If it's not giving you an ROI, cut it out. You know, I told you guys this last year, I've invested over, what's it been now? Over $70,000 into masterminds, right? Well, one of those three masterminds I'm a part of, I'm going to quit after this year, because I looked at the ROI, I looked at the return and said, not quite what I wanted. It was fun. It was awesome. I made great friends, but that's not going to continue. And that's it. I constantly monitor that. And you can't know this unless you're actually looking at your money, not at what your balance is in your bank account, but actually looking at, hey, what am I spending and what's my return on my investment? What's really here? What's really a productive expense? If you're a business owner, this has got to be asked and monitored all the time, not once a year, not once in a lifetime, not even just once a month. This is to be something you guys are looking at least once a week. Worst case, if you got a smaller business, it doesn't have a lot going on, maybe twice a month. But this is something you got to keep being active on. You got to keep working on looking at that. Like, what really is that best return on your investment? And that's the thing, guys. Like, profit is a habit. It's a choice. It's something that you got to create more of. And I'll tell you, like, my profit changed. And I brought this situation up many times on this podcast, but 4 years ago, after I went through a divorce, when I started questioning things, I started looking at my numbers saying, what's really creating the return I want? And not just return on my money, but how about return on my energy? Who are the type of clients I want to work with? You guys got to understand that the clients I'm working with now, there are so much, as an average client, there are so much more fun to work with than my average client was maybe 5 years ago. Not saying I didn't have good clients back then, because some of my favorite clients were even from that period of time. But as I got really clear on just trying to attract the best clients, the people that actually are willing to take responsibility, that want something more than just the mediocre life, something different. They wanted real results. You know, they had at least 100,000 or more in savings and or equity in their home, you know, things like that they could be using, resources that we could put to use to create some cash flow. Those are my favorite clients. You know, those are the ones that I love getting results for. I love telling my clients, yeah, the reason I can take you on is because I know I'll at least double your return on investment with me within this year. On top of that, it's even more fun, as I know, just getting to know you a little bit, you'd actually be fun to work with. There's some people I get from time to time, I'm thinking, yeah, this just isn't going to work. Like, no, I wouldn't recommend doing this with me. Here, do this instead, you know? And sometimes people just aren't ready. There's personalities I just know will not be a good fit. They're few and far between, but they do come up, right? But you understand that when I started to get really clear on that, I said, all right, well, now I know I'm really clear about who my ideal client is. All right, well, what am I doing to attract those people? And I started to look at all my activities. I looked at all the networking events I was going to and live speaking I was doing and having to pay to go to those events, not being paid to speak, paying to speak at those events. And then hoping I would get paid by getting more clients or whatever it might be. I realized, my goodness, there's so much stuff I'm doing that's just not productive. You know, hey, creating a ton of videos. I don't need to create a lot of videos. I don't need to do that. I don't need to like be on every single person's podcast or webinar or speaking engagement they have. I can cherry pick and just pick the very best of the best. And the great thing is I get a much better return on my time and my energy. And that's the same thing we're talking about doing with your money too. Because really they're not any different. Time and energy, money, they're all the same thing. Money is energy. Money is part of that, right? And so when you're looking at this, say, what is it I really want? How do you create a habit of profit? Guys, this is where you got to look at saying, no, I'm not going to just keep plugging money and putting away into my business forever, right? I'm not just going to keep throwing money into these things. Or, you know, people that buy into education. You know, somebody said, hey, do you agree with coaching, right? This is a guy that was a coach. He's like, you're a big fan of investing in yourself, right? I said, yeah, I am. But I'm like, I'm going to put an exception on that. I'm not a fan of just spending money on coaching for some coaching that doesn't work, or for coaching you're not ready for that you won't work in. Because the truth is, you may not need that coaching, you know, and I've invested many, 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 many thousands of dollars into coaching, right? But you know, when it comes down to it is sometimes people will put the biggest money, they'll put down 50 grand plus into like, you know, sometimes life coaches or people that are success coaches, whatever they want to call themselves. I can't tell you how many coaches there are that say, hey, I'll help you make 10 figures in your business, you know, or not 10 figures, what is that? 10,000 a month, five figures in your business. You know, you can see where I'm going, but you know, that kind of stuff, right? It's like who wants to make five figures in your business? I'll help you attract the high clientele. Man, they're like a dime a dozen apparently. Okay. Well, how do we know that's going to be the right fit for you? Right? How do we know that's going to be the best thing for you? How do we know that, you know, going and investing $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 into some real estate seminar is going to be the best thing for you? It may not be. A lot of times, and sometimes people do it. They do great and they tend to be the minority. They get success. I'll tell you, I work for a stock coaching company and the majority of the time, people were not making their money back. They weren't. They were just selling anybody who was willing to put the money down and selling them on hopium. And I would be the guy that would bring in reality saying, listen, you know, you're a gambler. We will help you try to figure out how to make money in the market, but there are no guarantees here. And the truth is, even if you do everything right, you can still lose money. So we just have to figure out how to gamble less, right? And, you know, some people make great money. A majority of them, I wouldn't dare ask them for a testimonial because, you know, at best, maybe they didn't lose any money, but they probably didn't make much either, right? And that's even with teaching a good strategy that works, that actually makes money. But again, it's not about that. It's about who you are as a person and how you show up. And so guys, like I'm all about investing yourself. I'm all about investing in your business. But when it comes down to it, what's truly going to get you money in your pocket now? And not just building up the company revenue to reinvest in your company. So you really just spend it. There's no profit there and no freedom, but truly about how do I really pay myself more? And I'll tell you, your family will be happier for it. They'll love you for it. Now, if you have, you know, maybe an unsupportive spouse, maybe there's a reason. Maybe it's because you might think, hey, I'm growing this business. It's getting bigger and bigger. But they're thinking, yeah, but our bank account isn't. Who gives a crap? Who cares? Who cares about what your ego might say just because your revenue looks bigger? If you don't keep it, it doesn't matter. And by the way, the more you keep, the more you can make anyways. So guys, that's kind of the thing I really want to pound in, especially as we're going into the new year, is really start to question, how do you want your financial life to look like? How do you want your business to look like? How can you be the best paid person on your payroll? Guys, again, you got to be profitable. Profit is king here. That's why I say cash flow is king. It's not just revenue. It's cash flow. It's profit. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.